Are your product ideas getting rejected? Please watch this video and we're going to explain what the heck is going on. Okay, everybody. I had a very tough call yesterday. I called a company and asked them that I want to build a relationship because I want to start sending some of our members to your company for you to review their product ideas because I really like this guy's company. And he said to me something that was really disturbing. He said, Steve, the ideas I'm receiving now from the world of inventors are absolutely 100% terrible. It's like, what? He said, yeah, they're not doing their homework. In fact, they're not doing a lot of things. And to tell you the truth, we're going to probably close the door because it doesn't work. They're wasting our time, and I don't want to waste our time, and I know they don't want to waste their time. But all the products we're seeing from inventors are getting rejected because guess what? They just are not very good, and those inventors don't know what to do, and they're just doing things that are just not right because they haven't upped their game. Okay, upping your game, what does that really mean? So I started digging a little bit deeper and I started asking him some questions. And he said, Steve, they're not being educated. Wow, wow. He's telling me that? That's what I'm trying to do is educate you. And you're still sending companies ideas that just aren't working. So I'm here to say, look, you have to educate yourself on this because you're playing in an industry that they do want ideas from you. But if you're not, you know, if you're not educating yourself on how to do it correctly, you're getting rejected. You know, let me tell you what happens when you get rejected. In fact, he even knew people's names that I know. And I thought these people were doing a good job. He said, no, they're doing a terrible job. What that was telling me, they know who you are. And they're putting you in a camp of like, don't deal with this person. The ideas are not good. You're not ready for prime time. You're just not ready because you haven't stopped to educate yourself. So he's got a list of people that I even knew. You guys, that just broke my heart. So the first thing you need to do is educate yourself. Slow down a little bit. You're running too fast. And because of it, it's not working out. He also said the competition's getting better. Oh, jeez, he's right. You guys, when you're first starting out, you're just learning. But if you're not educating yourself, you're going to lose at this game. You're going to get rejected, and you don't know why. Because you're playing against other people that have upped their game. You're playing with people that are really good at this. You're playing with people that are submitting better ideas. They're doing more work. They're doing the homework. They're showing these companies ideas that fit their product line. And they're upping their game. They're doing more than you're doing. So you cannot compete with everybody out there if you're not educating yourself and you're not upping your game. He also said to me, look, you really only get one crack at this. You only get one crack at this. He said, look, when I see ideas from someone that doesn't know what they're doing, I'm kind of done with that person. That person can't get back in, right? You get one chance. And if you don't perform at a certain level, forget it. All right, you guys, know what I'm saying? You have to take this seriously. If you really want to be an inventor, a product developer, someone that's creative, submitting ideas to companies, every industry is different. Every company is different. And if you're not, you know, educating yourself to compete at that level, compete against the competition, showing them ideas that are new and fresh and novel, if you're not doing all these things, you can't play this game. You can't do it. And he told me point blank that the ideas that he's seen from everyone out there are just not up to the level. So he's kind of put everybody in a camp. He said, Steve, come on, you've got to start doing a better job educating your audience. Now, we do that at an event, right? We have members and we do a great job. But I know a lot of you are listening to these videos, getting out there, doing your sell sheets, doing your PPAs, pitching ideas, and you're getting rejected because you're not doing enough. You're not elevating your game. You're trying to do something for the first time and you're making mistakes. And what happens is these companies know it and then they cut you off. They don't want to deal with you anymore. And that's why you're getting ghosted. That's why they're not returning your call. That's why you send it in to to a company and you don't hear from them and you wonder, what am I doing wrong? Let me tell you what you're doing wrong. You're not upping your game. Okay, so what does this all mean in conclusion? This means that you need to keep on watching my videos. You need to keep on reading my articles, maybe my books. I don't care what it is. But maybe, just maybe, if you're really serious about this, you might need some coaching, either from me or somebody else. Come on, you guys. You have to invest in yourself a little bit here, because at the end of the day, it's not just your idea. I used to believe it was just my idea that mattered. No, your idea has to be good. That's like 50%. But it's the way you conduct yourself. It's your prototyping if you need one. It's your provisional patent application. It's how you're reaching out to a company. Have you done your homework? It's all these little things that add up. And if you're not doing it right, you're going to get rejected. So take this seriously. If you really want to be good at this, get some coaching, get some mentorship, take a class, go to an inventors group, whatever you have to do to really up your game, because I'll tell you, it's getting harder out there because there's more people submitting ideas to these companies and they want that. But in order to really play the game, you have to elevate your game. You need to be knowledgeable. You need to educate yourself because the competition is getting tougher. Also, you guys, we've been doing this for a long time at InventRight. We have a lot of different programs, but the one program that's the most popular program we have is our premium program. It's coaching for 6 months. And why is it 6 months? Because there's a lot to learn. And then the other half of the year, the next 6 months, is where we stay with you to make sure you do everything right. And it's called our premium package. It's the most important package. But if you cannot afford this package, maybe you need to rethink it. Save your money, maybe take some classes, but do something else. You have to invest in yourself. It's like anything else, anything you want to do in life, you have to spend some time, learn about the industry, and elevate your game. Do all the things that you need to do so you can play the game of innovation, because it's truly amazing. But if you don't take it seriously and you're not spending the time to educate yourself, you're going to get rejected. Okay, you've got this great idea and you need a little help, and we're going to help you. We're going to give away $25,000 in prizes to help you license your ideas to companies at InventRight. So how does this all work? It's pretty simple. Once we hit 100,000 subscribers on our channel, we're going to run a contest and show you how to win some of our programs. So what are we giving away? First of all, we're giving away two of our premium programs. That's where you get a personal coach that's going to guide you each week for you to license your product ideas. They're going to be behind the scenes to make sure you're doing everything right, to make sure your marketing material is spectacular, making sure you protect your ideas correctly, and making sure you're reaching out to those companies and saying the right thing. And then once there's interest, we have a coach that's going to come in and help behind the scenes you negotiate that licensing agreement so it's fair and balanced. All right, so what's the second prize? Well, the second prize is three Gateway programs. What's Gateway? Hey, it's real simple. Gateway is where we at InventRight handle everything for you. We're going to find the companies, find the right people, and make sure your product is pitched correctly to get that licensing deal. So all these prizes, the two premiums and the three gateways, it adds up to over $25,000 in prizes to you. So how does this all work? It's really quite simple. All you have to do, subscribe down below if you haven't already. And once we hit 100,000 subscribers before the end of the year, we're going to run a contest and we're going to give away those prizes to help you license your product ideas.